This is Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. Welcome to edition 1935, recorded on Thursday, the 1st of December, 2016, bringing you news, letters and features from the Norwich Evening News. I'm Rupert Hipwell and I'm joined by Sarah Lomax. Our usual fare today, a variety of news items about the city and some letters to the Evening News, plus a feature about Macintosh's chocolate factory. And today we welcome a new listener, Marion Ingram of Brundle. Welcome, Marion, and we hope you enjoy listening. Let's start with some news. The city's Christmas lights have received a good press, but the Hay Hill Tunnel of Light has suffered from vandals. First, however, we hear that Norwich has been placed in the top 10 of National Heritage Sites in the country. And to add to that accolade, the past week has seen the EDP Host Seasons Tourism Awards.
One of the most extensive heritage surveys conducted has put the fine city in the top 10 of local heritage sites in the country. Norwich was placed 9th in the 2016 Heritage Index from the Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufactures and Commerce, thanks in no small part to our wealth of well-preserved medieval buildings. Beaten by three areas of central London, including the City and Westminster, Norwich was also pipped by Scarborough and Gosport in the top rankings. But we lead the way in the top 1% in England for the historic built environment, and the top 4% for museums, archives and artefacts. Jonathan Skeefers of the Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufactures and Commerce wrote, "Our research has shown that heritage is a key resource to connect people to places. Strengthening that connection brings to places as host of other social and economic benefits. We want to give people a richer understanding of their place so that they are inspired to get involved in shaping their place into the future. You'll be inspired by some of the less famous places in the top 10, including Scarborough, Gosport and Norwich. But look closer to home and you'll discover the heritage on your doorstep, including industrial heritage, natural heritage and cultures and memories. Once you explore the maps and data, you'll never think of heritage in the same way again."
Dozens gathered at the EDP Host Seasons Tourism Awards 2016 to hear the winners of 11 categories and a bonus Outstanding Contribution accolade. Bob Crawley, Director of Content at Archant, publishers of the Evening News, said, "Every year the Eastern Daily Press Tourism Awards celebrate the very best in the business and give us the chance to heap praise on those who work tirelessly to promote such an important sector in the region. Once the main awards, which the public voted on before a panel of judges picked a winner, came to a close, a major champion of the regional tourism sector was announced as the winner of the Host Season Outstanding Contribution Award. Joint winners Broads Tourism and Broads Authority have ramped up their work promoting the wetlands in recent months, and Broads Tourism has signed up dozens of new members since Chairman Greg Munford took over in May." Mr. Crawley said, "The success of tourism is key to the county on many fronts, including job creation, economic success, putting Norfolk on the international map, and most importantly, creating wonderful memories for thousands upon thousands of holidaymakers and day trippers."
A new Christmas lights attraction in Norwich is back up and running after vandals cut its wires. The tunnel of light on Hay Hill went dark after some of the wires were cut, police say. Security has now been stepped up to prevent further damage. Police have issued an appeal for information on the incident.
A fleet of carbon-neutral biogas-powered buses, bought using hundreds of thousands of pounds from the public purse 4 years ago, has left the region as the buses were unsuitable for the rural areas of Norfolk and Suffolk. In 2012, the Department for Transport announced successful bids as part of the government's Green Bus Fund. With the aim of reducing fuel emission levels, the sum of £3 million was allocated for the East of England, including £624,000 for the 13 new gas-powered buses for use by Anglian Bus to run between Lowestoft and Norwich. Launching the new buses in 2012, Director Andrew Pursey said he was convinced the fleet would become the most cost-effective in the country. But last year, the company bought 23 new buses with Euro 5 diesel engines, 18 of which operate on the Norwich Park and Ride services. The biogas fleet was taken out of service in mid-October and sent to Plymouth City Bus, a subsidiary of the Go Ahead Group, which runs Anglian Bus, as there is not enough suitable work for the gas buses in East Anglia. Andrew Boswell, Green Group spokesman for Environment, Development and Transport at Norfolk County Council, said he was very upset that the biogas bus project had failed.
People are being given the chance to take a look at some of Norwich's most historic books. Unlocking the Archive, which aims to make the city's centuries-old literary treasures accessible to the whole community, is presenting an exhibition of 10 texts at the Norfolk Heritage Centre and Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library in the Forum. They include everything from John Speed's 17th century book, The Theatre of the Empire of Great Britain, which includes old maps of Norwich and Norfolk, to Julian of Norwich's 16th Revelations of Divine Love, the first printed edition of the work of Norwich's medieval devotional writer. Many books in the collection come from the Norwich City Library and the collection of Jeremiah James Coleman and his descendants, and 5 were chosen for the current exhibition after being voted for by visitors at a previous Unlocking the Archive event. The centuries-old texts have also inspired a new range of cards, postcards and other memorabilia to be created. These are on sale at Jarrold's, the Forum Shop and Jarrold Department Store in Norwich.